He dismissed the guards who flanked Vrath, and with a gesture, used the force to pry open the binders on Vrath's wrists. They fell to the floor of the bridge with a dull clang.
You mentioned a Jedi to Commander Jard.
His voice, deep and rough, sounded like stones grinding together.
I did, my lord.
Malgus's mere presence pulled the last words out of him.
Explain.
Vrath found it more difficult than he would have imagined to compose his thoughts.
Freighter is en route to Coruscant. A Jedi is aboard.
Just one?
As far as I know, just one. Yes.
Vrath said, nodding.
A woman. Human. Mid-30s, I'd say. Long, light brown hair. She's flying with a man named Zerid Kor. As far as I know, they are the only crew.
How do you know this woman is a Jedi?
Vrath was starting to feel cold. He had to work to keep his voice steady.
I saw her using a green lightsaber. I saw her do things with the Force.
He held up his hands to show Malgus his wrists, still red from the binders Malgus had unlocked.
Things like this.
Malgus eased half a step closer to Vrath, and Vrath felt decidedly overwhelmed.
Tell me then, Vrath Zizor, what else is aboard this ship, and why and when is it coming to Coruscant?
Vrath bumped up against the doors behind him. He considered lying, but did not think he could pull it off.
Engspice, my lord. The ship is carrying Engspice.
He saw connections being made, conclusions being drawn, and more questions forming in the deep wells of Malgus's eyes.
This Zerid Kor is a spice runner?
He is.
Why would a Jedi associate with a spice runner, Vrath Zizor?
I don't know, my lord.
And you?
Malgus loomed over him, all dark eyes, all dark armor, all dark power.
Are you a spice runner? A business rival, maybe?
The lie exited his mouth before wisdom could stop it.
No. No, I am a former Imperial. A sniper. I'm just doing my part for the Empire, my lord.